Sports fans, find your beach for the game with an ice cold Corona. Don't have any in the fridge? No problem. Stock up for game day and order on Drizzly and save $5 with code Corona courtesy of Drizzly. Relax responsibly. Must be 21 plus. Void where prohibited. Drizzly terms and conditions apply.
B-Pod Studios.
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listeners.
Felger and Mast.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boom.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mast.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell up for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
So how do you go on from here? I mean, you kind of hit on some of the realities a minute ago. So how do you go on from here? How do you take the next step?
Yeah, Bill, that's a good question. I don't know. I really don't. There's a lot of unknowns going into this offseason now. I'm going to have to take some time away for sure and clear my head and just kind of see what's going on with everything. But it's pretty tough right now, especially thinking about the guys that may or may not be here next year. There's always change. That's the only constant in this business. It's really tough to get to this point. Really, really tough, especially with it only being one bye week in the playoffs. It's a grind just to get to this point, and that makes the finality of it all kind of hit you like a ton of bricks. That's why it's a gutting feeling in your stomach. A lot of guys' futures that are, you know, uncertain, you know, myself included. That's what's sad about it most, getting this far.
So that was Aaron Rodgers after the game. A quote and a press conference that's gotten a lot of attention, and rightfully so. Turns out, is this just a contract ploy? He wants more money? It's been the reporting today.
Yep.
Michael Lombardi wrote that on The Athletic, that it's about more money. Mike Florio mentioned it as well. Packers president, is that his, Mark Murphy, is that his title, Greg? He's like, you know.
Yeah,
there's no owner there. Is he the chairman of the board? Whatever. He's like the poobah there. He's the guy in charge. Mark Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Was quoted, I guess last night, I don't know if it's aired yet or whatever, but the quote being attributed to him is, "We're not idiots. Aaron Rodgers will be back. He's our leader." So Murphy says he'll be back. Rodgers on with Pat McAfee, which is an interview that I guess I'll catch up with tonight, and it's going to make me sick to my freaking stomach because I know they're going to suck his tookus. They're going to kiss his ass and give him every excuse in the book. When that game was there to be won by him, and that it's gonna, I can already feel the Aaron Rodgers back rub excuse making coming from McAfee and crew. Who I don't mean to dump on McAfee, but I mean I can feel it. It's gonna make my blood boil. Rodgers tells McAfee today he's probably back, so that's catching you up on that, Greg. What do you think of this?
Yeah, I think that Rodgers is in, and the Packers are sort of in the same position the Patriots were. Coming out of the Falcons Super Bowl with the Patriots, when Garoppolo was there, the time was then to trade him probably that offseason if that's what you're going to do, or you give Brady a contract extension. Now, Love has only been there for a year, so it's not exact same circumstances, but it's close. And I think Rodgers is in the same spot that Brady was, where basically he wants security, and it's one of two things: either you're getting rid of Love or you're giving me a fat contract extension that gets me up to because right now he's only making about $23-24 million a year.
That's right.
So he's about $10 million behind where the market is right now, and that's important to him.
Let me jump
this
in.
Kind of stuff. Pardon?
Yeah, let me just jump in and tell you what the Packers should do. They should do what the Patriots should have done in 2014.
Yep.
It's trade Rodgers.
16.
Or 16, I'm sorry. They trade Rodgers. They should absolutely positively trade Rodgers. And when I say the Patriots should have traded Brady, I know that's still debatable, but it had to be one or the other, right?
Right. You're saying in retrospect, knowing what we know now.
Right. In retrospect, they also could have, what they really should have done is extended Brady. When they traded Garoppolo.
Traded Garoppolo.
Right. Made a call. Right.
Right. Yeah, trade Garoppolo, extend Brady. Don't leave yourself in this position where, 2 years, 3 years later, you have nothing. Okay? So that's why the Patriots butchered it. They had to do one thing or the other. The Packers should absolutely, positively trade Aaron Rodgers. Absolutely. To me, there is no way out. If Aaron Rodgers wants more money, I do not extend him. I do not give him more money. I do not do that thing. I don't do that with him when, I'm sorry, he's lacking a little something. I don't care about the MVPs, Greg. I don't. And I don't really care about the way the ball comes out of his hand. I don't care about these things. If when the money's on the table, he makes the wrong decision over and over and over again, and they don't win these games. It just doesn't mean anything to me unless you win some of these games. You don't have to win all of them, but you got to come through some of the time. And he just doesn't, and he lacks that thing. And so I'm not blaming him per se, but I'm not giving him a huge honker contract extension. Okay, so I'm not doing that. And then if I'm not doing that, is he come back all pissed off, all mopey, not buying in?
Like, you know, Brady?
Right, exactly, exactly. Do I get, you know, and even worse, because Aaron Rodgers,
yes.
Right? Aaron Rodgers won't even do, he won't, you know, Brady will say the right things, and Brady will have had one foot out the door. Rodgers will have both, you know, and Rodgers will handle it worse. So I'm not giving the extension. I'm not bringing back Mr. Pouty Puss for another year or two just for that. Now, the one difference, and you just mentioned, Jordan Love is not ready. Jordan Love doesn't even get a uniform. He was their third quarterback, you know, this year. So Jordan Love's not ready. So if I'm the Packers, honestly, this is what I do. I sell high on Rodgers because he should have a market at $23 million. And now I know he wants a new contract, so maybe that complicates it. But I'm selling Rodgers. I'm bringing in a bridge guy to give Love one more year. Bring me Marcus Mariota or something like that for a bridge year. And I'm getting out. I'm getting out. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. If they bring him back, it's a disaster waiting to happen. That's my spiel.
I completely agree with you in all respects. Now, you know, whether to trade Rodgers or not, I probably agree with that. I just don't think I'm paying top of the market. Plus, you have a quarterback that's now on his rookie deal. Now you can, you know, you sort of get it the right way. You have a quarterback who, a coach who grows with the quarterback, grooms him. He's in his offense. All that stuff, you start over again. I just keep going back to, and this is the same spot that the Patriots were in. I mean, Gasper and I talked about it on my podcast last week where I asked him and we discussed it, you know, if there was one decision that you could go back in time and sort of shake Bill and be like, dude, just smarten up and do this and get it done. It would have been after that Falcons Super Bowl in spring of 2017. Give Tom Brady the 5-year contract extension, and that brings you through that brings you through the 2021 season. Would have been through next season, and we wouldn't be having any of these issues.
Oh, totally. So listen, you know, the Green Bay thing's a conundrum now. They got a problem there, and so what you're saying, Mike, is what they should do. They'll cave. They're going to give him a contract.
And so, I mean, here's what happens now. So now you've recommitted to him. Now the way, and I'm, you know, you can be creative with the money, but at some point that's all going to smash. That is all going to smash together. And, you know, he's got a whopper cap it. He's got like a $37 million cap it. So you can, you know, the way the NFL works, you can actually pay him more and lower the cap. So, like, you can do that in the short term, but you are just putting off that issue that's going to be there. And at some point you're going to be, and he's going to want all guaranteed money. So now Jordan Love's going to be in his third, fourth year. Aaron Rodgers is going to be making $30 million guaranteed. And you're like, what? So, you know, Lombardi was writing today, Michael Lombardi, that the Packers should be trading Jordan Love. And they might be looking at this. And I'm like, no. It ain't going to work with Aaron. It's a miracle they got back, I think, this year. I didn't think it was, you know, I didn't think it was their time and they were going to pull it together. Now Aaron, after the way his coaches handled that game and all the seeds of doubt and distrust and lack of faith Aaron Rodgers has in his coaches, and he doesn't like his contract, so either they have to cave on a contract or bring him, or they're not going to cave and play hardball and bring him back on the existing contract. Now he's pissed off. He's pissed off on money on top of the fact that he doesn't like or believe in his coaches anymore. Oh, the thing, forget about it. I mean, this guy didn't talk to his parents. This guy didn't talk to his family. What's he going to do to an employer that he hates? Enough. Pull the cord. You got close. He's a fine player, a good player, lacks a little something. You won one. Count your blessings. Get out. Get out. Get out while you can, if I'm the Packers. It just scares
Mike,
me that
what
they're
I don't not. Understand about, what I don't understand about this from one of Rogers' comments today on the McAfee show where he said, my future is not in my hands. Now that's really the case for all of us as players. Like, he doesn't believe that. I don't know why he's saying that.
He's playing a game, more than Greg.
What?
Sorry, he's playing the game. He's playing the game. Yeah. He's trying to put it on the team. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think he's rope-a-doping a little bit. I mean, he out of anybody knows exactly what he says. He phrases things correctly. He thinks about this stuff all the time. He's a very deep thinker, Aaron. And I can't help but think at some point this time in this offseason, and maybe not right now, and it depends who's around him when he's talking to guys, maybe guys like McAfee off the air and things like that, and just shooting things, that Rodgers, at some point, I could see him, and I wrote about this, wanting to be an NBA player. And controlling himself, he controls himself. If he refuses to play quarterback for the Packers, he can force a trade to wherever he wants. He can do that. And unless he wants to continue to be LeBron, early LeBron, before he got to Miami, before he orchestrated his exit to Miami and playing with Wade and those guys, then he's gonna stay there. But I have a feeling at some point in time, he's going to realize how old he is, how much time he has, and he's going to exert that power, which he does have, and I don't understand why he's not admitting it.
If I'm Green Bay, don't let him jerk you around. Don't let him jerk you around. Don't. He doesn't run the show, okay? So move on. Move on. You're not winning with him anyway. I don't know if you've noticed that. 10 questions with Bedard right after these words.
A smart sports bettor knows where to find the best odds before placing a bet. And that's why smart bettors use PropSwap, America's marketplace, to buy and sell sportsbook tickets. PropSwap customers always find the best odds because you're buying directly from other bettors like yourself. See a ticket you like but think the price is too high? Submit a bid for a price you think is fair and then buy it. Become a smarter sports bettor today. Go to PropSwap.com right now. PropSwap, where America buys and sells sportsbook tickets.
Felger Mass.
What are you talking about?
Number one.
Tell us what we said. Point A to point B, please.
Because they know how to build winning relationships.
No one keeps track of it other than you. We don't. The listeners don't. They have no idea what you're talking about.
Felger Mass.
Oh, I think he's a tool, Ben.
98.5, the Sports Hub. You want the answer? You've got to ask the question.
Do you have an opinion based on if you had to go with your gut, which way it would go?
Sometimes you have to ask it over and over and over again.
Why?
This is 10 Questions with Greg Bedard and Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, we have a lot to get to, so let's try and save some time. Jimmy, let's just roll in the buzzers as we go. You'll surprise us through each question. So let's just start with number 10. Hit it.
Again. Yeah, with a roster.
Yeah, that was today. Greg and his potty mouth. Greg, how did you feel about the PI call that ended the Green Bay game?
I didn't like it. First of all, they let everything go the rest of the game, including the Bucs got an interception when the guy was grabbing the jersey of the Packers player. And also, I would have been okay if the pass was like thrown right to him. The pass wasn't close. It was uncatchable.
Oh, I hated the call. Couldn't stand it. Hated it.
Personally loved it. Great call. Credit to the refs there. But based on what was going on throughout that game, it was inconsistent.
Next.
What do you say to the guy who's hard of hearing?
I don't know. What?
Open up your Buccaneers.
Number 9. Who's the most talented NFL player you have seen in your lifetime, Greg?
Patrick Mahomes. It's just, I've never seen an NFL player make it look so easy. At probably the toughest position in sport. He's incredible.
Two names immediately popped to mind. Deion Sanders, Bo Jackson. Those two guys stuck out to me more than any other.
It's still young Mike Vick. Absolutely electrifying when he first came into the league. I loved watching him. And then he blew it.
Number 8.
You've had enough of that, so excuse my language.
Okay, more on this guy coming up. Will Tampa being at home for the Super Bowl, Greg, be a real advantage?
I don't think so. Not in the age of COVID and how they're restricting attendance. And plus, I didn't realize this till today, but the Chiefs aren't flying into the Super Bowl until 2 days before. So it's not like they're there all week working in a foreign place. They get to be at home resting up for 2 weeks, then they show up and play the game. I think that is a huge advantage for Kansas City.
Tampa was 9-2 on the road. 9-2 on the road. No advantage.
Next.
Oh, I'm sorry, Greg.
I was going to say the power of the pirate ship. Of course it's going to happen. Go Bucks.
Number seven.
Bucks win. Bucks win.
Greg, your thoughts on Dan Campbell to the Lions?
It's just ridiculous. I mean, it's just bro culture does not win football games. It just doesn't. You know, you need smart people in charge making smart decisions, and Dan Campbell's not that.
I'm still laughing. I honestly think they should cut the Lions out of the league.
It's the last straw for Matt Stafford. What's that tell you?
Number six, Jimmy.
And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
The Packers have had roughly 30 years now, Greg, of elite quarterback play between Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. We're getting up on 30 years of two elite guys back-to-back. Can you sum up in a minute or less why they haven't won more?
I'll do it in a few words. No owner. There's no owner there to really put any pressure on them. And, yeah, Packers fans are nuts, and you feel that pressure and things like that. But largely, there's no owner getting in there asking questions after seasons and demanding, hey, why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? There's none of that. So there's a lack of accountability there for general managers and coaches that there aren't other places.
I said this before, and I'll repeat it. Ego. Ego. They're too quarterback-centric. Favre controlled it. Rodgers controls it. It's all about the quarterback there, just as it was with Marino in Miami. Greg, I'm sorry. But I think that factored in there, and as it became with Brady here at times, too. When the quarterbacks get all that power, it's not going to work.
Favre and Rodgers were never really coached all that hard. They simply rode their God-given talent to a title each, and they should have had more given said talent.
Yeah, and they were both allowed to run the show, basically. Those are all excellent answers. Okay, and then Greg Bedard talked over me. I don't even know what he said. Next, please go. I love how you guys guess when I have it right in front of me.
Well, we're playing along. So when we never get allowed to talk here?
I did the work.
Number five. If this were going to be a traditional Super Bowl week with the usual media load and all of this, who would you predict to be the biggest tool bag of the Super Bowl?
Arians. The more he talks, the worse he sounds. He can't help himself. He just talks and he loses oxygen to his head and he just keeps talking and says ridiculous things. Like, yeah, it would be Arians.
They say that on a test, you should go with the first answer that pops into your head. Warren Sapp. I just had this thing about Warren Sapp somehow being at the Super Bowl and acting like a complete donkey.
Felger for not keeping his booze down on Super Tuesday. I would have something to prove this year because you kept it down last year.
This is true. It's true. I'm usually the tool bag winner. Go ahead, next. There's no one going to penetrate me, and there's no one. I mean, that came out wrong.
Whoa.
Number four, the Buccaneers obviously have a pirate ship.
That's right.
With cannons in the end zone of Raymond James Stadium. If that's not the corniest, worst in-stadium feature you've ever seen, what is? And if you want to go to another sport, you may.
I don't know if this is a feature, but back in the day when I used to go to a lot of Marlins games, my uncle had front row seats behind the Marlins dugout, and the Marlins dancers. That was really weird and awkward.
So I go Dancing Barry at the Lakers games. That guy was a freaking tool bag. And if it's not him, it's the whole Geno thing at the Celtics game. That is so corny and stupid, it's ridiculous.
I have a Marlins answer, but not Bedard's. It was that hideous Art Deco home run monstrosity that they had in the Marlins stadium. That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yes, with the dolphins and the palm trees. That was it. When I say feature, I meant like a thing, not a game presentation. But either way, there we go. That's the answer, Murray. Next.
What do you say to the guy who's hard of hearing?
I don't know. What?
Open up your Buccaneers.
Number three, what's the best in-stadium feature you've ever seen? Again, you can pick any sport.
Bernie Brewer, the little slide there out in the center field.
Into the beer, though. Into the beer. Not this, you know, sanitized thing they have now. They got away with the beer mug a long time ago. The old Bernie Brewer, the real guy in the Lederhosen, into the beer. That was it. That's the answer, Maz. What do you got?
So I think the really good ones always came in college football. Was it Oklahoma that used to have the covered wagon on the field? They still do that?
Yeah.
Or did Colorado actually run on the field with a buffalo?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I love those. I thought those were awesome.
I go with the Jacksonville pool. You got beers, bikinis, a little underwater halftime doing before you get back to watching the Jags suck in the second half. I love that thing.
All right, number two.
You've had enough of that, so excuse my language.
Yeah, like Bedard today. Here's a long one. I want you to match the quarterback with the team. This each team's most ideal, realistic quarterback option for 2021. Adam Schefter said he wouldn't be surprised if as many as 18 teams have new quarterbacks next year. And when you go through it, he might be right. So let's try and be real quick. Just give me a name, and we can talk about it a little bit later if you want. But just give me the names, okay? And the order here is in draft order. Just that's just the order I decided to do it in. Okay, Jacksonville.
Lawrence.
Jets.
Wilson.
Fields.
Darnold.
Wilson.
No, Zach Wilson.
Zach
Wilson. Very good. Thank you.
Fields.
Dolphins.
Tua.
Deshaun Watson.
Tua.
Falcons.
Fields.
Zach Wilson.
Matt Ryan.
Eagles.
Wentz.
Jalen Hurts.
It's Wentz. Number seven, Lions.
Trey Lance.
Jameis Winston.
Justin Fields.
Eight, Panthers.
Derek Carr.
Trey Lance.
I had Trey Lance there too. Derek Carr. Okay, the Broncos.
Drew Lock.
Kyle Trask.
Drew Lock.
12, Niners.
Sam Darnold.
Matt Ryan.
Deshaun Watson.
Aaron Rodgers. Ship his ass out to the Niners. Raiders.
Mariota.
Derek Carr.
WFT.
Mac Jones.
Alex Smith and Mac Jones.
Matt Stafford.
I had Mac Jones there. Them reaching on that that blob. Bears.
Trubisky.
Garoppolo.
Trubisky.
21, Colts.
Stafford.
Wentz.
Stafford. Texans.
Watson.
Tua.
Zach Wilson.
Darnold. Saints.
Hill.
Stafford.
Jameis Winston.
Hill and Jameis Winston is the answer. Jimmy, hit the buzzer.
Again, yeah, with a roster.
Number one, who will be the quarterback for the New England Patriots in 2021?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Nick Foles.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Nick Foles.
Yeah, I'm not telling you I like it. I'm telling you that's what I think they're going to end up with.
Okay, we'll describe all those answers, if you could decipher them, right after Big Jim Murray's update. There's no one going to penetrate me, and there's no one. I mean, that came out wrong.
This Sports Hub on-demand content is brought to you by Cape Cod Cafe Pizza. Perfect for dinner, whether you cook it in the oven or on the grill. So next time you're out, grab a few Cape Cod Cafe pizzas. They're available at your local grocery's frozen food section, or just order them online at CapeCodCafePizza.com. Have it shipped directly to you to enjoy.
Going every day.
Keep your whack.
Keep their whack.
Toucher and Rich, mornings at 6. But now, more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, Matt, Aaron just finished up with us, and I mean, he sounded like a guy who had no idea whether he'll even be back here next year. Do you think you're going to get another chance with him to do this, and what's the future hold?
I sure as hell hope so. Guys, the MVP of this league, he is the heart and soul of our football team. So hell yeah, he better be back here. He's our leader. Just so appreciative of him buying into what we're trying to get done around here and leading that group. You know, his voice carries a lot of weight in that locker room. I feel for him to be in this situation and for us not to get it done. I mean, it hurts.
Okay, so there's Matt LaFleur on the return of Aaron Rodgers. A lot of dominoes to fall at the quarterback position. A lot of you have been waiting patiently. I promise I'll get right to you, but let's just follow up on Bedard. You got Garoppolo here in New England next year. How does that all play out, and why?
Well, I think the 49ers will make a move to upgrade the quarterback position. I can't see Kyle Shanahan being patient. I think they kicked the tires and are probably regretting not getting Brady last offseason. I don't think he'll make that same mistake again. Unless they're plotting on some sort of draft move, getting a guy that they're grooming to be an alternative, sort of like the Pat Mahomes to Alex Smith in Kansas City. But I think the 49ers will make a move for whether it's Stafford or Darnold or somebody that they think is a durable upgrade to Garoppolo. They can't go through this again. That frees up Garoppolo. And I think when it comes to the Patriots, I don't think they're going to pay top of the market in terms of draft pick compensation, contract, anything like that. I think they're looking, like they always do, for an economical solution to a problem. And I think that Garoppolo, getting him for a second or third on a contract that's already done, and they can maneuver that once he's here, I think they would view that as the best option.
He's the best fit. Do we agree on that? Do you think that Garoppolo is the best fit, Mike?
Yeah, I think he's a fit. I don't know if he's the best fit, but he's definitely a fit. Why do you have Foles?
Just because I think that Garoppolo is going to end up somewhere else. Something's going to go awry there. Again, I'll be honest with you, the team I fear there is the Bears.
Yeah, that's the one you got to look out for.
Yeah, because, you know, he's from that area, right? He went to Eastern Illinois, and so the Bears are going to need a quarterback. I wouldn't call these concrete voices or sources, but I've always heard whispers that Garoppolo wants to play at home. You know, he would love to play at home. And so, you know, the Bears need a quarterback. I just don't think the Patriots are going to be the only ones in on it. I do think the Niners are looking for a quarterback upgrade. I agree with Greg that they are kicking themselves for not bringing Brady in there.
Yeah, I think to use the old tired cliche of reading the tea leaves, it ain't going to be Garoppolo because someone's fed up with him, whether it's John Lynch, the GM, or Kyle Shanahan, the coach. They've seen enough, so he won't be there. He'll either be in Chicago or he'll be here. But I think the Niners still might be in on trying to, you know, make the big deal for Deshaun Watson. And if not him, I could see them being in on Stafford.
Okay. I have thoughts on why it will be Garoppolo and why, frankly, it has to be Garoppolo for Bill Belichick. I'll give you that here coming up in a little bit, but I promise you all been waiting patiently, so I'll get to you here. Hector and Stoughton, thanks for hanging on. What do you got, Hector?
Yeah. How come no one talks about the Packers drafting that guy in the first round and that motivated Rodgers to have his best season in years, just like when Patriots drafted Garoppolo and Brady, you know, played amazing after that?
I've talked about it a bunch. It's not just that, Hector. It's not just that. Turns out Rodgers also wants a contract, which is what Brady wanted at that time, too. So that time's out. Never discount money. And, you know, and stupid me. I didn't, you know, I was aware of Rodgers' contract, but I guess I pay attention to the cap hits and not the real money. His cap hit's 37, which is massive, but he's only making 23, 24, which is way below market. So add both those things together. They draft your replacement. You're up for a contract for all intents and purposes. You know, Rodgers got 3-4 years to go, but he wants to get paid. So Brady wanted the same thing. He wanted to get paid. They drafted the replacement. You put those two together, and you get the most out of the guy. So that's what happened. The problem is the most out of Aaron Rodgers still doesn't lead him to make the right plays at the right time when you absolutely need it in the last game of the year, unlike Brady. You know, so like I don't know. If I'm the Packers, I'm not giving in to him. I'm not letting him jerk you around. Jake in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Jake.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Mike, I just wanted to say quickly, like, man, I felt so bad for you watching that game the other day. Like, I'm sitting here playing Madden the other day, and I got, you know, the other team's got the ball on my side of the 50. There's 9 seconds left. They got no timeouts. And I'm like, oh, we got to run prevent here. Like, it's just, it's a no-brainer. You got to have defensive backs back there. How's this guy have a job in the NFL if that's not his defense? And by the way, that home field advantage thing in the Super Bowl, those guys get to drive their Ferraris and Mercedes to that stadium, go into their players' entrance, into their lockers, in their locker room. They're the home team. It could be a factor. I don't know. I'll hang up and leave.
Yeah, sure. It doesn't hurt Tampa, but I think Greg, you know, raises a great point. I mean, Kansas City's at home for most of the thing. They don't have to go through there. They're not living out of a hotel like you usually are at the Super Bowl. I mean,
Just another road game for them.
And you tell me, I mean, the stadium's going to be 20,000 out of whatever it holds, 60, 70. So it'll be a third full, but I'm curious about the crowd. You know, we all know Super Bowl crowds are generally corporate, you know, and it's not your true sort of, it's not filled to the brim with rabid fans. So it's usually not the same game day atmosphere no matter what. But this year, what's it going to be? You know, are the suits going to come in with the pandemic, or is it going to be all locals in Tampa? So will it be like a home crowd? Like, I'm asking that open-ended. I'm curious what that's going to look and feel like.
Well, they announced the other day the NFL's given away 7,500 tickets to the game to first responders.
From Tampa or from around the country?
Well, I think it's from around the country, but what do I know?
It's a portion of locals, but all 32 teams can send a handful that, you know, that can represent and that have been vaccinated.
Yeah, so that's a third of the crowd right there.
I think it's going to be a non-factor.
Me too.
I think it's going to be a complete non-factor.
I'll tell you, I wonder if it actually, you know, and I just believe in sort of some of the, you know, the oddities of stats and one. Tampa's 9-2 on the road. They've been better away from that place this year.
So the first thing he said about that, the Packers loss, I do have to admit, it left a mark. I'm 51 years old. A ball game shouldn't make me feel as crappy as it did. But that one... That was I put it up there, man. I feel as bad about that one as the Seattle loss when they couldn't hold on to the onside kick, or like a Bruins game 7 loss. You know, like those have left a mark on me. Like that was one of the worst, Greg. And it does go back. He's right to bring up the play before halftime, because that play shows me it's institutional. Like, it's not just the Seattle thing. The guy dropped the onside kick, right? This is. I don't trust the leadership. I don't trust the guys running the team. I mean, it was such an easy, obvious situation to get your effing defense back. It was just any sixth grader watching that game says it's a Hail Mary situation. They have no timeouts to get everybody back. And when I saw them line up, when they lined up, I said, what are these guys doing? So it's like it shakes your foundation in who's running the team and the decisions that are being made. They don't get it. They don't get it. They don't have it. They'll never get it. They'll never have it long as those guys are there, and they're not any close to being fired. They just went to 2 straight NFC title games. So these are the guys, and they don't get it. And it's like they're never going to win. Like, that's how I feel.
And the thing is, Mark Murphy won't go in there and demand, like, hey, Matt, you need to get somebody to help you with game management during games. You guys are missing way too much. We just blew a game largely because of game management. Like, you need help. Like, Murphy's not going to do that. Other places, they would do that. And one thing I wanted to say about Tampa is that for whatever reason, and I've covered a lot of games there from my time in Miami and Green Bay being an NFC, and I don't know what this means, but that every time I'm there, something weird happens in that stadium. It's totally unique. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if it's the way it sits compared to the sun or whatever, but every time I'm in there, I remember... I covered Joe Gibbs. Chris Sims was quarterback for the Bucs playoff game. That was there. That was crazy. Rodgers losing there his second season. The Bucs hadn't won a game in 11 games. The Packers go down there and lose on some fluky plays. I don't know. Just be ready for weird things to happen in that stadium in this Super Bowl.
It was built on an Indian burial ground. Bucks win. It's cursed.
It's Mickey Mouse is what
it
is.
Gene.
Dewey and Raleigh. Go ahead, Dewey.
Yeah, Bedard. You're such a boob.
That's
okay. Yeah, that was a good one.
I could have used a little bit more on that one.
Yeah.
Chris and Waltham. Go ahead, Chris. What do you got?
Hey, I want to go back to those 3 interceptions by Brady. I thought that was a good point. You had, Mike, that even though they were 3 interceptions, they weren't killer. And I think that's the big difference between Brady and other guys, is that he doesn't make those killer mistakes, those boneheaded plays. And I think that's a credit to Bill, you know, coaching the boneheadedness out of him. And so... You know, other guys like Allen, he would have taken a sack and lost a million yards, you know. But Brady said, hey, I'm just going to throw it, and if the guy gets it, he does. If he doesn't, it's a punt. So, you know.
Look, and you know, I'm going to play a cut from Colin Coward, who I thought put this better than I could. But it's my feelings, and I started to do this yesterday. You know, Greg, I started to look at Brady's multiple interception games over his career. He's had 4 playoff games where he's thrown 3 interceptions. He's 3-1. Like, I mean, there's, you know, John, our Boston's Point Civ, stat nerds. I mean, look this up. If you asked me what is the quarterback winning percentage when you throw 3 interceptions in a playoff game, if that winning percentage is above 250, I'd be stunned.
Sure.
You know, I mean, you're going to lose that game 9 out of 10 times, it feels like to me. If your starting quarterback throws three picks, Brady's 3-1 in those games.
Boston Sports.
Where he throws three picks.
He actually has it. All others, when they've thrown three or more interceptions in a game in the playoffs, are 17 and 109. That's a 135 winning percentage.
Yeah, I was going to say 20%. Yeah.
So I just did that out of my ass. Yeah. 9 out of 10 times, you're going to lose that game when you throw three interceptions. Wow, he did that.
Yeah.
Wow, there you go. Okay. Brady is 750. He wins 3 out of 4 of those games. So
so none of those interceptions.
Where he throws them, when he throws them, etc. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just think that, but I think this. See, to me, this is where we take it too far with the Brady thing. The second intercept, the one that, and I don't remember if it was the second or the third, but the one to Evans down by the goal line. And again, you don't put that on Brady. You put it on Evans. I put it on Brady. Okay, so that's a big distinction. But I look at that and say, oh no, he hurt them with that. He hurt them. And I don't know, you know, one of the games that you're talking about, Billy Cundiff missed a 32-yard field goal.
So it's just luck.
Okay, but it's part of it. It's part of it. And I'm not saying it's all.
Felger, get on with your. So what's your point about?
So he should throw three in the Super Bowl then?
How Tom Brady's aroma from the toilet now smells like roses. Let me hear what your point is with this.
We're up against it. That there's something about where he throws them and when they throw them, that they're rarely backbreakers. I mean, I don't know. You explain to me how he wins 3 out of 4 of those games.
How about this, Felger? How about this?
Luck? I mean, if you think it's luck, then say it.
He has a better team and better coaches around him. How about that? How about that's the answer? Not that Tom Brady goes to the toilet, goes to the porta potty, and when it comes out, it smells like roses. I mean, come on. This stuff is ridiculous.
No, it's ice cream.
No, it's where he makes the mistakes and how he does it. It's the greatest of all time. That's what you sound like, Felger. Really, that's what you sound like. It's sad.
But what's wrong with that? Why is that so ridiculous?
Because it's ridiculous. It just is.
He doesn't put his team on a short field. He doesn't put his team in a bad spot. Those mistakes happen when they can afford it. I mean, why is that so crazy?
Greatest quarterback of all time. He's the greatest interception thrower.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, even his mistakes are perfect.
It's true.
And you talk about people, Patriots fans, twisting themselves into pretzels to talk about their team. What you've done for the past month is just ridiculous, fella.
Well, I actually respond to the scoreboard and the facts. So, like, I don't dig myself in. Believe me, I was on the other side of it, Greg. But it's all built up. I mean, yes,
how about the Patriots had really good players, like, to bail him out? Like,
it's mistake management,
Greg. Stop talking about. I didn't hear that last part.
Yeah, mistake management. Your mistakes are less damaging than your opponent's mistakes. What's wrong with that? There's a lot of games that are won like that. But like I said, we're super late. Let's just grab a quick break and come back and wrap it up with Greg.
Life can be complicated, especially with all the new challenges we face today and the uncertainty of tomorrow. One thing you shouldn't have to worry about is your auto, home, or business insurance. That's why Hub New England makes it simple. The best coverage for the best price. As the largest insurance broker in Massachusetts, Hub New England works with Safety Insurance and makes it simple to provide the best protection by evaluating your needs and then matching you with the right coverage. Hub New England. Ready for tomorrow. Learn more at hubinternational.com.
You listen sometimes because you agree.
I agree with Matt.
And sometimes because deep down you like the pain.
Pulling each other's shirts off and licking each other's faces.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, let's fire the cannons for Brady and the Bucks.
Tom made his way to the Super Bowl without that HIPAA bill. That scurvy dog, he pushed Tom up because he thought he had lost all his care.
Come on,
let's fire the cannons for Brady and the Bucks.
The only reason they made it this far is because of the goat named Tom.
And if you think otherwise, you're probably Greg Bedard.
So let's fire the cannons for Brady and the Bucks.
Go, Bedard. Come on. Sing it. Sing it with us. Come on, Murray. Give us a chorus again. How's that go?
Oh, jeez.
Do it as Dicker Hop. What would Dicker Hop
say? So let's fire the cannons. Brady and the Bucks. We built this place on a burial ground. Maybe it is cursed. Why does Greg Bedard act like he's the worst? So let's fire the cannons for Brady and the Bucks. Let's go. Come on, Bedard.
You'll get with it eventually, Greg. The quarterback's the most important position in sport. The guy matters. You sound like one of these aggrieved offensive linemen that just like hate the fact that the credit goes to the quarterback and it's about that pretty boy when it's really about the big guys and it's about the line of scrimmage. I've been dealing with this all my life. You got to run the ball and it's about the team. Unfortunately, the guy with the ball in his hands on every snap is more important than everybody else, Greg. I'm sorry about that. He just is.
I get your point, Mike, and you're not completely wrong. But look, I've made a career out of writing about football and the ultimate team sport. And, you know, unlike you guys, I'm in the locker room. I'm talking to people, Whoa. Coaches, players, Ooh. Assistant coaches, front office people. So I know what they put in. I know I've been behind the scenes. I see what they put in. I know how the product on Sunday comes out. And I just think, and I'm never going to agree that Tom Brady is going to make all of that difference. I just think it's an insult to his teammates. And by the way, you mentioned a couple of the three interception games. First of all, I think he's thrown three interception games. He's had three interception games in three conference championship games and won all three of them, including this one. The other one, if I'm not mistaken, was the Troy Brown Marlon McCree play.
Yeah, that's correct.
And the other one was in 2007 with correct. Just a wagon, one of the greatest all-time teams ever. So it wasn't just Tom Brady making mistakes at the right time to allow them to win the game.
I don't even remember the interceptions. The home San Diego, the AFC title game, the one you're talking about, where Rivers played on a torn ACL. I don't remember hardly anything about that game. Like,
oh, I do. He sucked in that game. He was bad.
They ran the crap out of the ball with Maroney.
Had a good game. That's what I remember.
But either way, I mean, it's just, look, one off. You win one playoff game with three interceptions. I'll call you lucky. Of course. You do it over 20 years? I mean, his record with two interceptions isn't too shabby either, right? And again, I just did this by hand. He's had seven games with two interceptions. He's 4-3. He's had 12 games with one pick. He's 8-4. And this spans over 20 years. So, like, if that happens one or two years, you get away with a bunch of mistakes, you say you're lucky. You do it over 20-plus years? There's some commonality to where, when, and how he makes his mistakes. And I do believe in mistake
management.
Yeah,
good teams, good coaches.
Well, Greg, we'll leave it there, shall we? Why don't we do this again? We'll reconvene next Tuesday and pick it right back up, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Later.
Bedard's done. Meanwhile, here comes the Murray's update. 90 seconds, no commercials. When we come back, we have some breaking, high-level rumor mongering. Jimmy Stewart's phone, which is not to be trifled with, not to be dismissed, has weighed in on the Patriots quarterback situation. We'll tell you who the leader in the clubhouse is to be the Patriots quarterback next year, and I'll tell you why.
Woo-hoo!
Why this individual is. We'll do it after Murray's 90-second update again. No commercials here.
Life can be complicated, especially with all the new challenges we face today and the uncertainty of tomorrow. One thing you shouldn't have to worry about is your auto, home, or business insurance. That's why Hub New England makes it simple. The best coverage for the best price. As the largest insurance broker in Massachusetts, Hub New England works with Safety Insurance and makes it simple to provide the best protection by evaluating your needs and then matching you with the right coverage. Hub New England. Ready for tomorrow. Learn more at hubinternational.com.